And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 30th of July, 2011. It's the birthday of the blues guitarist Buddy Guy, born Letsworth, Louisiana, 1936, made his own guitar when he was 13, learned to play listening to the records of John Lee Hooker and others, started playing clubs in Baton Rouge, moved to Chicago in 1957. He was just 21 years old, and that's where Muddy Waters discovered him and took him under his wing. He was very popular in the 60s. He was a sideman for Howlin' Wolf, Little Walter, Coco Taylor. Eric Clapton said, "Buddy Guy was to me what Elvis was for others." But it bothered Buddy Guy that rock and roll stations would play an Eric Clapton version of a Muddy Waters song, but they would not play Muddy Waters himself. It's the birthday of the filmmaker Richard Linklater, born in Houston, 1960, who made the movie Fast Food Nation a few years ago and School of Rock, known for making talky movies that take place all in one day, exploring what he calls the youth rebellion continuum. Went to college on a baseball scholarship at Sam Houston State University, but 2 years in, he discovered that he had a heart condition, couldn't play anymore, went to work on an offshore oil rig in the Gulf of Mexico, where he became a reader. Came ashore, bought a Super 8 camera, some editing equipment, projector, moved to Austin, and there in Austin, he saw Martin Scorsese's Raging Bull. He said, "At that point, I was an unformed artist, but at that moment, something was simmering in me, and Raging Bull brought it to a boil." It was on this day in 1975 in Bloomfield Township, Michigan, near Detroit, that Teamsters leader Jimmy Hoffa disappeared. He'd been involved with the Teamsters from 1932 to 1975, been its president. He'd had ties to organized crime, went to jail. President Nixon commuted his sentence. And on this day in 1975, Hoffa told his friends he was going to meet with two mafia leaders at the Red Fox restaurant in Bloomfield Township. Police found his car hours later in the parking lot. No sign of Hoffa. His body has never been found. And it's the birthday of Emily Bronte, born Yorkshire, England, 1818, daughter of a clergyman, sister of Anne and Charlotte Bronte. Mother died of cancer when they were small children. Their father was a quiet, solitary man, spent much of his time in his room. And so the children learned to entertain themselves. They made up stories, made up a whole imaginary land, Angria. And when she was 29, Emily wrote Wuthering Heights. Here's a poem for today by Mae Swenson, Early Morning, Cape Cod. We wake to double blue, an ocean without sail, sky without a clue of white. Morning is a veil sewn of only two threads, one pale, one bright. We bathe as if in ink, but peacock-eyed and clear. A roof of periwink goes steep into a bell of air, vacant to the brink, far as we can peer, is deep royal blue and shy iris, queen and king colors of low and high. Then dips a sickle wing, we hear a hinged cry, taut as from a sling, down whips a taunting gull. And now across our gaze a snowy hull appears, triangles along its stays break out to wind pulls. With creaking shears the bright gulls cut the veil in two, and many a clue on scalloped sail dots with white our double blue. Early Morning, Cape Cod, by Mae Swenson, from her collection Nature, Poems Old and New. Published by Mariner and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at Poetry Found. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.